Donors came together for a benefit at the downtown El Paso Community Foundation Room, featuring a discussion with six leading authors about their new books, immigration, and border relations. Author and Dallas Morning News Mexico border correspondent Alfredo Corchado established the Somos Fund with the foundation in 2014. The fund provides college scholarships to Yaguaras Jovenes de Bien, an American football team in Ciudad Juarez that mentors young people impacted by drug violence in the city. Corchado set up the fund following the Villas de Salvarcar massacre in Juarez that killed 15 teens and young adults in 2010.
It was known as the birthday massacre, where young people were celebrating a birthday party, and hitmen with the wrong information came. They thought they were targeting rivals, and it ended up being innocent people. And I think that was like a turning point, not only for Ciudad Juarez, but I think for the rest of the country, where people started questioning who's actually being killed and why. They weren't nameless anymore. I mean, people started really, I think, questioning the policy at the time, the Calderon administration.
Maria Guadalupe Davila Perez lost her 17-year-old son, Rodrigo Cadena Davila, during the massacre. She says the fund was created in Rodrigo's memory.
He was a young man that was full of energy, that was full of dreams, and one of those dreams was to go to school, to be a university student, and he never got that chance. But he served as the inspiration for this fundraiser for other young people in Juarez who do want to go to the university and now have that chance.
Since 2006, Corchado says more than 240,000 people have been killed throughout Mexico, including more than 13,000 in Ciudad Juarez. The benefit hosted authors including Ron Stallworth, Andrew Seeley, and Francisco Cantu, who details his 4 years as a U.S. Border Patrol agent in his 2018 book, The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border. Cantu says he kept a journal to record his interactions.
You know, I would come home and I would write down a lot of the interactions that I had with people. And I think those stories are what really stuck with me even after leaving the Border Patrol. And I think what happens when you're part of work like that, you know, you become conditioned, you become numb through the job to a lot of these stories because you see, you know, you're seeing them every day. And so I think keeping that journal was a way for me to guard against forgetting and to guard against some of the violence and some of the desperation that people are thrust into on the border from being normalized.
That violence and desperation manifested itself in late November at the San Ysidro port of entry connecting San Diego and Tijuana. There, Border Patrol agents fired tear gas at hundreds of migrants who were part of caravans of Central American asylum seekers. Cantu says he doesn't think the response was appropriate, but he's not surprised. As part of his training, he says agents are taught that their safety is paramount and that people crossing the border are constantly presented as threats and criminals.
And so I think the people who were tear gassed were being treated as criminals and they were being treated as a threat. And what I think is missing from the culture of the Border Patrol is understanding that that these are people in, most often you are encountering people in a humanitarian situation. Most often you're encountering some of the most vulnerable people on earth, really. And I think there needs to be more capacity within the culture of this institution to act accordingly and to treat these people with human dignity.
Calling the migrant caravan an invasion, President Trump deployed roughly 6,000 active duty troops to the border to protect Customs and Border Protection agents. In the face of the border conflict, Davila Perez says the Somos Fund is an effort by borderland communities to help low-income young people transcend violence in Mexico.
It also, this fundraiser represents a link between two sister cities and one reaching out a friendly hand toward the other and offering an opportunity that wasn't there previously. It's also principally a way to respond to the violence in Ciudad Juarez, where it was violence that grabbed and took away her son, and now she is taking from violence all these other young people, taking them back from the violence that could swallow them up and giving them a better opportunity. And this is a great start, but there's more work to be done.
Corchado says the money raised will help provide scholarships for 8 to 10 students in Ciudad Juarez. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.